Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. This is The Lantern, and thank you very much for joining us on this brand new episode of the show, coming to you not live from the studios of IRIB English Radio. I am so for the expression that says life or happiness or whatever is what you make of it, or that it's based on your perspective. I'm so for that. I agree with that. 95%. The other 5% that's left is, you know, for special occasions where your perspective is sort of altered or mutilated due to, I don't know, internal or external elements or variants. But most of the times I've found that everything in life is what I make of it. And it's very much based on my perspective, my perception of what the world is or should be, how life is or should be, what are my expectations of life, of myself, of others, all of it. It depends on me. And you know, once you develop that, you feel so liberated, because then you're not relying on anything or anyone almost to make you happy or to satisfy you. Well, you know what time it is. Let's listen to a short story and we'll be right back.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear friend, salam. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. Today we have a new story. Let's see what's our story for today. Happiness is based on your perspective. I read about these two men who'd been bricklayers for more than 30 years. They were looking on a huge skyscraper downtown. One man was always negative, discouraged, constantly complaining, and dreaded going to work. The other man was just the opposite. He was excited to show up each day and had an attitude of faith and enthusiasm about life. One day a friend came by the job site and asked them separately what they were doing. The first said, "We're just laying brick. We've been doing this for 30 years. It's so boring. One brick on top of the other." Then the friend asked the second bricklayers. He just lit up. "Why, we're building a magnificent skyscraper," he said. "This structure will stand tall for generations to come. I'm just so excited that I could be a part of it." Each bricklayer's happiness or lack of it was based on his perspective. You can be laying brick or you can be building a beautiful skyscraper. The choice is up to you. You can go to work each day and just punch in on the clock and dread doing there and do as little as possible. Or you can show up with enthusiasm and give it your best, knowing that you're making the world a better place. From the book, Every Day a Friday.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
I remember once I was going to meet with a friend, and then I sort of low-key was dreading it because we were going through a little rough patch, and I was telling myself that, oh, they're just going to say something that's going to annoy me. They're just going to, you know, make a stupid, ignorant retort about this issue that we've been grappling with for the past few weeks. And, ugh, I'm so done with this person. I don't think I want to see them. I don't, mostly because I don't want to constantly snap at them and spaz out and be mean. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure they don't intentionally try to annoy me, but it's just so hard to manage my anger when I'm tired and hungry and sleepy and they say something stupid and I just want to throw the chair at their face. And that's all I was focusing on. And then we finally met, and my friend was, alhamdulillah, in a very good mood. And I was like, oh, come on, they're in such a good mood. Zainab, why would you want to ruin this moment when you could otherwise have so much fun? And I was like, you're right. I could otherwise have so much fun. So number one, I tried to steer clear of that topic that triggered me. I mean, that person was just voicing their own opinion. I found it stupid. And secondly, I tried to give my friend the benefit of a doubt and tell myself that, you know what? Maybe they won't be like that. Maybe they won't be annoying this time. And then gradually when our conversation, you know, continued, I found myself laughing more than spazzing out. I found myself enjoying the conversation and their company because I shifted the focus of my mind onto the good things that could come out of this conversation. And then that's what my mind began to pick up. That's what my mind began to highlight and bolden. And that's what I remembered from the conversation. If I go on a trip, I very easily get motion sickness, even on an elevator, even on a chair that has unstable legs, like one leg is shorter than the other and it rocks a little, that's it, I want to puke. And that usually happens every time I go on a trip. If I'm on the airplane, if I'm riding backwards on the bus or the train, if I'm in the car, I never set foot on a ferry or a ship or a boat. But I'm going to get motion sickness either way, right? Unless I take a pill, which I usually forget to do. Yeah, I'm not proud of myself. But if I go on a trip and all I think about afterwards or before the trip is that I'm going to get motion sickness and I'm going to puke and everything's going to be horrible and everyone's going to stare at me. And you know that the aftermath of the illness episode where people huddle around you and ask you, are you okay? Is everything okay? Do you need anything? Should I get you this? Should I get you that? It's really annoying. I can't take that, being the center of attention that way or in any way, really. And, you know, if I think, oh, it's going to be so bad and it's going to suck and what am I going to do? I'm going to, for number one, the anxiety for that motion sickness is going to build up in me and it's going to double or even triple its negative effects. I'm going to dread it through the whole journey, even before it happens. And after it happens, I'm going to be like, oh no, see, I told you this was going to happen. It's horrible. How many more times is it? I'm going to be nagging and nagging to myself all the way after that trip. Every time I look back, I'm going to be like, oh, remember when I puked? But then I also had so much fun. I also got to see new places, try new food, have the sunshine in my eye. If I went to a beach resort somewhere, the sand between my toes, I got to meet new people, and I got to sit under the starry skies. I experienced so many fun, enjoyable, happy, wholesome moments. But if I choose to only focus on that single event of me puking, then I've just burned up the entire trip and wasted so much money. Did I spend that much money to go puke and then think about it for the rest of my life? No. Point is, life is all about your perspective. Unless you're clinically depressed, then you need professional help to tell you how to fix your perspective to help with your depression. That's all I got to say on this. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.